GoMUHawksNetwork.com and the video stream today. Not GoMU Hawks anymore, is it? It's MammothHawks.com. I got to get used to saying that. I'm used to the other way. Our halftime show presented today by the Asbury Park Press. We're number one source of local news and information at the Jersey Shore. The Asbury Park Press, a proud sponsor of Monmouth University Athletics. And on cue, we are joined by the outstanding beat writer of Monmouth Athletics. That, of course, is Josh Newman, who's taking in week one here. Josh, 28-21. At the half, as you sit and kind of go through this one and dissect it as the game's going on, you know, some things, I guess, going according to plan for Monmouth. That's been Brandon Hill, who's been pretty good on the ground. Let's start with those positives so far in the day.
I mean, as you just said, they've run the ball exceptionally. They're out rushing Delaware State 127-1. They 79 yards on 15 carries. LaVon Chaney, he's run the ball really well. You know, Brandon Hill, he's doing what he has to do. He's not things. They're not putting him in long yardage situations on third down. 15 of 27, 145 and a score. I mean, you really can't ask for much more out of what the offense has given you so far.
Couple of miscommunications between Hill and his receivers, which I say that shouldn't happen week one. Probably to be expected, especially in this one. Even during the course of the preseason, we saw it a little bit. New offensive system. I'm going right, you're throwing left. That's the team. Maybe a little bit more prominent here than Coach Morris, the new offensive coordinator, would like.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't really read too much into that. Again, you know, they're going a lot of no huddle, much more up-tempo under Kevin Morris. You know, training camp is one thing, but when you're going against the opposition, when you're going against other people for the first time, there's sure to be some hiccups. And, you know, you saw two or three out there, but it wasn't really anything crazy that really caused them anything.
A couple of turnovers for the defense. That's been the good part. You mentioned just the one rushing yard that the DSU backs have combined for on the day. Those are the good things. The bad plays, you know, the one touchdown to Milton Williams, who kind of got lost going through the zone. But again, that probably will happen as some of these young defensive backs get a little bit.
And Milton Williams, he's a legit FCS wide receiver. He had 58 catches, almost 900 yards last year. And with Kamau Dumas defending him, he's a redshirt freshman. These are his first collegiate snaps out here. So if an all-MEAC wide receiver is going to burn your cornerback, you know, that's to be expected here out here in this matchup.
You know, probably the most alarming part of the game was on the opening kickoff. You see Delaware State take one back, 98-yard for Scott. Special teams was a bit of a bugaboo last year. You hate to start off the season the way that it did. It's been cleaned up a little bit, but obviously those are things to concern yourself with as a coaching staff moving forward, because, you know, as you talk to people, the idea of having more scholarships is that you can get some of your second-tier guys who were scholarship-type players into the special teams unit to kind of eliminate some of those mistakes.
And that's going to be a process too, because you're coming out here, a lot of the special teams guys are true freshmen, you know, true sophomores, guys that do not have a ton of playing experience. And again, you make a good point with the added scholarships, and some of these things shouldn't be happening, but again, it's a process with so many stepping on a football field for the first time, and that goes for the special teams as well.
Josh Newman of the Asbury Park Press here with us at the half. Monmouth 28, Delaware State 21. Josh, take a quick break from kind of the here. I know you also follow the hoops team with the MAC schedule just being released, the full complement of games now out there. Your overall just quick impression of what you think the Monmouth schedule kind of looks like.
You know, they did what they always do. You know, not a lot. You definitely have a few high-profile games at West Virginia. You're at SMU. You're at Maryland Thanksgiving weekend. You're hosting Rutgers right before New Year. You have a mix of games like that, you know, that might be tough to win. But then you also have games that are very winnable, games like Wagner, St. Francis, Brooklyn, Central Connecticut State. Then the MAC schedule, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, you have to play teams like Iona twice and Manhattan twice and Quinnipiac, but it's going to be a very interesting year. You know, they've upgraded the roster. The MAC is probably a little bit more wide open at the top. You have five or six teams going real legitimate thinking that they can win the MAC. So it's going to be a real interesting year here at Monmouth as King Rice tries to get the ship right.
You know, you think about some of the roster guys last year, obviously a year older this year, some more impact guys maybe expected to come in. But as you have been kind of talking and tweeting about during the course, although maybe Monmouth's best recruit coming in this year, his eligibility status a bit up in the air.
Yeah, Micah Seaborn, kid from Prime Prep down in Texas. You know, anyone who pays attention to high school recruiting, college basketball, knows that had their troubles academically. Those kids in the past have had trouble gaining eligibility from the NCAA. Emmanuel Mudiay, who had committed and signed with SMU, he was a teammate at Prime Prep of Seaborn. He's going overseas to China. He's not even bothering. The NCAA was kind of digging around there. But, you know, the NCAA actually did clear him after he signed his contract to China, so he was cleared. So the thinking is if Emmanuel Mudiay can get cleared, then Micah Seaborn should be cleared as well. But there's really no rhyme, reason, or timetable for when the NCAA decides these things. Everybody, including King Rice, everybody's just kind of waiting around trying to you know, hope and wait that Seaborn will get his eligibility from the NCAA.
And a guy expected to come in and contribute right away.
Yeah.
He's that type of player.
No doubt. He is an impact freshman. He is a very, very good player. He's definitely an upper-tier type of recruit for a MAC team. So if he plays, you can probably slide Monmouth into that group of some real aspirations to win the MAC here.
You know, I'm talking to somebody just real briefly the other day, and Josh Newman giving us a couple minutes here on the Shore Sports. Where is Monmouth going to fit into the mix of the MAC? And, you know, take what you want of that out of the preseason poll. I mean, you still have to say Iona, Manhattan. You slot them towards the top because of who they are and their reputation. I said, you know, probably somewhere 4 through 6 would be a realistic type of expectation on their second year of the MAC.
You know, I've been saying 5 through 7 in the preseason, but 4 through 6, I mean, that's another reasonable guess. You know, the bottom line is you're playing everyone twice, and my stance has always been no matter what conference you're in, you need to beat the teams that you're supposed to beat. You need to steal one or two otherwise. If they can get a split with, you know, split with Manhattan, split with Quinnipiac, beat the teams that they're supposed to beat, they're going to be in real good shape once the MAC tournament rolls around.
Josh, always good to see you. Thanks for giving us a couple minutes. We'll see you in a couple weeks from now when next year and Monmouth plays week number 2.
I appreciate it, Matt.
Josh Newman of the Asbury Park Press. Hawks up 28-21. We step out here for 30 seconds. We'll come back with our Coke Zero out-of-town scoreboard right after this Sports Network. We're here at the half on the Shore Sports Network. Matt Harmon set to be rejoined by Eddie Acapinti in the next quick peek at the Coke Zero out-of-town scoreboard. This is presented by Coca-Cola Zero. The Big South with some teams getting up and going. As mentioned, nothing happening until later on. Coastal Carolina will kick at 6 o'clock against the Citadel. That game in South Carolina. Number 23, North Carolina, will be home for one also at 6 o'clock. Gardner-Webb will open up their year on the road at Furman. On Thursday, the other two teams got up and going with mixed results. Northern Illinois took care of Presbyterian 55-3. Charleston Southern expected to be very Point University 61-9. Some of the teams that Monmouth will play later on this season, including Wagner, who leads Georgetown by a score of 21-3. Next up for MU, that game in the fourth quarter, Duquesne with a 3:30 kickoff at Buffalo. Earlier in the week, Eastern Kentucky beat Robert Morris of 29-10. Games in progress in the top 25. Number 7, UCLA leads UVA 21-17. Number 5, Ohio State on top of Navy by a score of 19-14. We step out here for a full 3-minute timeout. When we come back, that's for you all coming up right around the corner on the Shore Sports Network. Monmouth leading 28-21. We're at the half.
Welcome you back to our broadcast booth here at Monmouth Stadium as the Monmouth Hawks lead Delaware State at halftime 28-21. We'd like to thank Josh Newman from the Asbury Park Press for Matt Harmon here at our intermission break. And while we had Josh on, we do again want to remind you today's halftime show is presented by the Asbury Park Press, your number one source for information here at the Jersey Shore. As before we take a look at our first half stats, we'll take a look at our next game here for Monmouth University. And after a bye week, a rare week 2 bye, the Hawks back at it at home. September 13th, they'll host former conference foe at 1 p.m. When we take a look at how the schedule breaks out, then it's 3 straight in the Keystone State, going to Pittsburgh twice. First to visit Duquesne, then Lehigh on September the 27th before Robert Morris on October the 4th. Homecoming is 11th, Saturday at 1 p.m., right here at Monmouth Stadium. The Hawks then have their first home game, which is a Big South contest, October the 25th against Presbyterian at PM. Rather, that game is at Presbyterian. That's my mistake. November 1st is their first home Big South game, Charleston Southern University at 1 p.m. Two on the road then, November 8th, at the two toughest teams preseason in the Big South, Liberty and preseason number 6 in the nation, Coastal Carolina, before ending up the year at home on November the 22nd against Gardner-Webb at 12 noon. That's our upcoming game schedule. Present shopmonmouthhawks.com, your one-stop source for fully custom Monmouth University gear at one place. Again, shopmonmouthhawks.com. As we'll now take a look at our first half statistics, our first half stats this afternoon are presented by Jersey Mike's. Visit them on the corner of Route 36 and Monmouth Road in Carriage Square, or order online at jerseymikes.com. Monmouth outgained Delaware State in the opening half of football, 72 yards to 140. The Hawks ran an astounding 50 first half plays, 23 team carries for 127 yards, led by six on the ground from KB Asante. LaVon Chaney added 51 yards on 8 carries. Brandon Hill, 15 of 27, 145 yards and a score. Neil Sterling, 6 grabs, 59 yards in that first half. 2 catches for KB, adding a touchdown. Aaron Ambush, 2 catches for 8 yards. And Eric Sumlin added a 27-yard reception as well. First half also saw Pat O'Hara get 2.5 tackles, including one for a loss. Darnell Leslie had 1.5 tackles for a loss. Delaware State was led in half by surprise starter Gilbert Rivera. 9 of 15, 139 yards through the air. Rivera was very sharp in that opening, affecting a Delaware State offense that, again, a year ago led the MEAC in passing yards per game. He had a touchdown as well, but did throw 2 interceptions, one to Dan Sullivan, the other to Mike. That first half also saw a huge, huge opening 30 minutes from Milton Williams. 6 catches, 121 yards, and a score. Monmouth, 28. Delaware State, 21. Is with just a few minutes to go here in our halftime, we would like to remind everyone connected with Monmouth Athletics through a variety of social media outlets. We invite you to follow at MU Hawks on both Twitter and Instagram, like Monmouth University Athletics at facebook.com/MonmouthHawks, as well as check out youtube.com/MonmouthHawks, MU coaches, players, and more. You can find all of those sites as well as information on ticket sales, schedules, statistics, and more at one place, and that's the allmouthhawks.com. We'll take one final timeout here on our halftime show presented by the Asbury Park Press. When we come back, we'll get you ready for the second half of action between Monmouth and the Delaware State, with MU leading 28-21. We're back in 60 seconds on your home for Monmouth football all season long, the Shore Sports Network. We welcome you back to Monmouth Stadium. Monmouth on top of Delaware State here as we watch them 28-21. This broadcast not only on 1160 and 1310 AM, the Shore Sports Network, but also live video on MonmouthHawks.com with Hawk Vision. And in your Hawk Vision shot, you see true freshman Mike in on special teams now. Mike had a great first half in the blue and white, had an interception, couple of tackles as well, as this Monmouth defense will look to slow this Delaware State team as we wind halftime down. I'm happy to welcome my broadcast partner, Matt Harmon, back to the booth. I know he got a chance to have a couple of words with our good buddy Josh Newman from the Asbury Park Press. And Matt, we are now locked in. 30 minutes of football. Hopefully the Hawks can get season-opening win in a long time.
Yeah, important stretch here for Monmouth to come right back the way that they finished out that second quarter on a little bit of a high. Back-to-back touchdowns for MU to go up 28-21. And kickoff from McGahoo. It's settled under by Cheney at the 8, out to the 10, 20, 25. Gets to the 30 now, out to the 40, 45 at midfield. There's LaVon Chaney making another MU. Played so well, carrying the football in the first half. Comes up here to start the second half with a long return out to the Delaware State 40-yard line. And the Hawks right in off the opening second half kickoff.
There I am. Opening game kickoff, fireworks via Delaware State. Opening second half kickoff, the same via LaVon Chaney, who, Matt, has been kind of a do-it-all guy for the Hawks the first half. And he's got them at the plus 40-yard line.
Trips package off this time to the left side of the formation. Flare pass to the big Monmouth receiver, Neil Sterling, who will make the catch outside the hash mark, take it to the numbers, and then at the 34-yard line. That tackle made by number 44, Devon Moore, for Sterling. That is his seventh catch afternoon.
That's amazing, by the way. That's how well we work together, that you got that hand signal.
Second and four. Here's Asante off the right side. First down for KB as he picks up yardage to the 25-yard line. I just wasn't sure if I should count the pen as a finger.
When you're trying to manage pens and papers and snacks, there's a lot going on. I brought some too, by the way.
Second big play here for, here's Sterling. Second catch of the drive, spins away from a would-be tackler to work forward for a gain of two. Make it second and eight. Minute gone by here in quarter number three. Monmouth 28, Delaware State 21. You get the feeling if MU can get a two-score advantage, this game will go Monmouth's way. Asante behind the line, cuts back his feet at the numbers of the 20, runs down close to the 15-yard line, stood up and dropped by Willie Bolden there. He'll be about a yard shy of the first down. Asante, a guy that rarely ever goes down on first contact.
And is really the key for balance in this Monmouth offense that does still want to establish a strong running game, even though, and they play primarily out of the shotgun or pistol, he and Cheney potent on the ground in that opening half. And right now, KB carrying the load in the second half.
In at the tight end spot, Jake Morrow back into the game. Hill will carry it. He'll have a first down inside the 15 to the 14. I say this with love for Brandon Hill. He's not the fleetest of foot when he carries the football, but every once in a while you throw something in like that to keep the defense honest. And when you only need a yard, stretch it out, and he'd be able to get a first down. He's over 6 foot.
Well, if he falls, he should theoretically gain at least 2 yards. He's no Kyle Frazier, who became a dual threat guy his senior year, but that time, nice read by Hill on the zone read.
Sterling ambushed Davenport off the right side. Here's KB. Bangs right through for another touchdown. Fourth score of the Devante. And Monmouth, now, as we said, trying to get that two-score advantage, and they've got it on the scoreboard. Compliments of KB's fourth touchdown of the day.
Take away the opening kickoff of the game. Monmouth's outscoring Delaware State to this point 34-14. Offense looking very, very strong and efficient, Matt. They got 34 points with over 20 in the third quarter.
Here's Santangelo on for the extra point. Opening half scoring drive for MU. How about KB Asante's weak points? Kick is up, and that is good. 35-21 up on the scoreboard. MU now up by 14. Let's see if the defense can do their part. After 30 seconds, we're back with more Monmouth football right after this on the Shore Sports Network. And we welcome you back here from Kessler Field. KB Asante scoring for the fourth time today as Monmouth has opened up a 14-point advantage, 35-21. Santangelo set to kick from the 35-yard line. Low driving kick, fairly deep, handled there by Jackson at the 4 yard. Out to the 15, 20, gets to the 25, hit hard there, and then dropped. Good open field stop. Number 29, Ed Royds, the transfer player from Navy. 5'11", 195-pound product from Mount Laurel Shawnee High School, going downfield and making a special teams tackle. After the 22-yard line, it'll be first and 10 for Delaware State, their first possession of the second half. 12:18 to go. Quarter number three. Dan Sullivan back in at the middle linebacker spot, flanked by Minnick and Sikowski. Two back set this time for Rivera Chung, who will run off the left side, tripped up. Good open field tackle made by Lakeith Celestine from his cornerback spot. One of the members of this secondary, Celestine in there. Dumas getting play. We've seen Marcus Leslie see play. Mike Basile, Kevin Butler in the safety core. Second down, just about 10. Hawks will go with a nickel package and bring Leslie on as the extra corner. Four wide receiver stack set off to the right side of Rivera. Single man back to the left is Williams going seam. And the ball dropped by Bo Saravallo. Incompletion. Kind of heard the tackle coming of Peyton Minnick. Set up now, make it 10. Good to see a lot of these young Monmouth secondary players getting experience and holding their own. Leslie and Celestine have the cornerback spots now up over the top. Basile, Johnson, and Butler. Same formation. Four wide to the right. Single man back to the left. Williams wants it. He's calling for it. Looking that direction. In trouble and will get dropped. Don't think it's going to be a sack over the line of scrimmage, but Zach Irizarry there to make the tackle. It'll set up fourth down and long. Delaware State on their opening possession here of the third quarter will have to...
Not able to match Matt Monmouth's score to begin things here in the second half. And if Monmouth can continue to distance themselves from the Hornets, it'll bode well, hopefully getting a week one win. And right now, Monmouth does look good both sides of the football.
Come out, Dumas back deep, standing at his own 43-yard line. Low kick by Magejo. That one bouncing past Dumas. He's got to go and does. Kind of took a weird little dead ball bounce there around the 40-yard line. Able to field five, where Monmouth will get it for the second time here in the quarter. Leading 35-21, 10:48 to go in the third.
So far, so good. 35-21, as Matt said. Season opening game, year one in the Big South Conference. Year one of this field turf that is brand new. And if you haven't had a chance to check it out, next home game, September the 13th, again, after the week two bye. They give us that for the broadcasters to rest our voices and whatnot. I know you'll start high school football next week.
Very gracious of them, except not all of us get the weekend off.
Fair point.
Three-man front. Here's LaVon Cheney. Cheney off the left side to the 38-yard line. That's a gain of three to set up second and seven. I like what the offense doing here. You know, Asante just scored again, especially with Monmouth, you know, starting to be comfortably ahead now. This is a good opportunity to get Cheney just some more workload and get used to kind of, you know, full hits of college football. Off the right side, carry it forward over the 40, close to the 42-yard line. As you mentioned earlier, partner, he did play last year, but sparingly. More of a special teams type guy, didn't really work his way into the offense when you think about, and certainly makes sense with Hayes and Asante. Did carry during the course of the year, LaVon Cheney. So these really, really important snaps for him.
And the more, he plays in the regular offense within their framework, I think the less you'll see him even on kick return, because he's played a lot in the backfield or right next to Brandon Hill in this game.
For Hill, hangs in the pocket, throws, low pass, but handled by Matt Choi, who will haul it in for his first collegiate reception. Choi, redshirt freshman, good, had a really good camp as well. Choi, good size, 6'1", 180 pounds from down in Maryland. On first and 10, here's Cheney up the middle into DSU territory at the 46-yard line for a gain of about eight.
And if you're a defensive team playing against Monmouth, good thing to find LaVon Cheney. He is so kind of, you know, tricky with picking the hole and darting through.
Here's a reverse. It's Richards. Richards slips a tackle at the line of scrimmage, stays on his feet, and then run out of bounds inside the 35 to the 33. Play well-designed. Fake to Cheney up the middle. Fifth-year senior able to get Monmouth a first down.
They had shown that look a few times, faked it to the receiver, and given it to either Cheney or Asante up the middle. This time, they like the look. They give it to Thad, who scored a rushing touchdown a year ago, and he gets a first down.
Package set off to the left. Only problem for Richards is he had a shoulder pad drag out of his jersey, unable to get it back in. Choi, Sumlin, and Richards now off to the left side of the set. Tight end back to the right. Hill getting the stills in the pocket, throws. Richards there to make the catch of the 25-yard line, falling forward to the 24. That goes as a gain of about seven, maybe eight, nine. Second and one, we'll call it, with 8:20 to go in the third quarter.
Thaddeus Richards is kind of a do-it-all guy, Matt. He does everything with the team.
Choi will get it. Wide receiver screen set up. Slips a tackle behind the line of scrimmage. First down coming forward to the 17. Where MU will have it first and 10. Richards with 17 catches a season ago and a couple of touchdowns thrown in there as well. Very type target.
Yeah, he's, I think, the player that's going to take a lot of those third down catches we saw Mike McLafferty make a year ago.
Play action for Hill. Wanting to go towards the end zone. Team Vallis, the stand-up tight end, off the left side. That'll go incomplete and set up a second and 10.
Yeah, they fake the bubble screen to Sterling near side. They put Alice down the seam into the end zone. Delaware State fooled, and Hill did well when it initially wasn't open, throwing it towards the end and kind of the back part of the end zone where either Hakeem or nobody was going to catch the ball.
Second and 10. Cheney single back with a three-wide receiver set. Play action to the right. Throwing back to the left. Ambush there! He's got Monmouth! back shoulder throw from Brandon Hill, who finds Darren Ambush, who hauls it in. And now Monmouth starting to put some distance between themselves and the Hornets on the scoreboard.
I'll tell you what, Matt, this new up offense that Monmouth has been running has looked very efficient for very large segments of this game, running it well. That time Ambush, who's really having a coming out party this afternoon, gets a touchdown as Hill continues his solid afternoon.
Ambush receiving core underneath the veteran guys who's starting to get some play now, scores his first touchdown in his college career. Here's Santangelo for the extra point. Good kick is up, and it is good. Monmouth now doubling DSU up on the scoreboard, 42-21, 7:41 to go in the third quarter. We step out for 30 seconds. Back right after this with more Hawks on the Shore Sports Network. For all things Jersey Shore, subscribe to the Asbury Park Press at 1-800-822-9770 or visit app.com. Subscribe. 35 on the board for Monmouth after that last touchdown. Now 42-21 MU with 7:41 to go in the third. Santangelo on to kick it off. High end-over-end job. That bounce and trickle out of the back part of the end zone. And it'll be first down and 10 for Delaware State. Last scoring drive, 9 plays, 65 yards, 3 on the clock. 17-yard pitch and catch from Hill to Ambush, who's got 3 receptions on the day, and now the one score.
Brandon Hill now 21 out of 34. 190 yards, 2 scores, no turnovers. So what we've seen this afternoon for Monmouth offensively, Matt, is a kind of ball control spread offense. Split down the middle, Brandon Hill spreading it around the receivers. Not a whole bunch of yards, but a whole bunch of firsts is what really matters.
Gilbert Rivera, the quarterback for Delaware State, saw something he didn't like, so he will use a timeout here. We'll keep it here since we just took a break. 7:41 to go in the third. Hawks up 42-21.
And also allow us to thank one of our tremendous sponsors, not just with our football broadcast, but with our basketball broadcast as well. That is our good friends at Coke Zero, who want to remind you that Zero is game day, and Coca-Cola was here today. They brought their Share a Coke truck to campus here at Monmouth Stadium, and they've let fans and broadcasters, apparently, customize their Coke cans. As you know, Coke is running the Share a Coke with promotion. So if you come before the game ends with about 7.5 to go in the third quarter, you can get a Coke can with your name customized right on it. Yeah.
What a marketing guy.
Yeah. I see what you got over there, Share a Coke with
I have them.
Your name.
Yeah. You got two. Two per person.
Was the fam able to do the same?
Yeah, they didn't subscribe to the two per person rule. Mm. There's about, I would say, upwards of fans coming home. First down and 10 now for Delaware State. Rivera will have a two-back set this time, 3 wide receivers. We go down the field looking for Milton Williams. This one up in the air, and it is almost intercepted. Johnson and Basile both there, and actually one deflected away from the other. Very easily could have been another interception for Mike Basile.
Do you give Joe Johnson a pass breakup on the intended receiver, Mike Basile?
Mike Basile, yeah. Basile certainly had it. And Johnson said, well, hold on a second. I'm the oldest. If there's picks to be had, they'll come to me.
Well, and I think in the years past, Joe Johnson wasn't used to maybe a safety being right there in coverage. Basile looking good.
Second down and 10, 7.5 to go in the third. Rivera with a 4 wide receiver set this time off to his right. Stops, throws, delivers one to the outside. That catches the backfield by number 4 Malik Golson, who has dropped for a 5-yard loss from the aforementioned Mike Basile.
Two Shore Conference standouts. You mentioned Johnson and Basile. And I know, Matt, when Monmouth signed both of those players a couple of years back, respectively, really good gets on the recruiting trail. And you have to also love the local flavor, both from Ocean County. And they are two of the main cogs in that secondary. One, the veteran Johnson. The other, the newcomer Basile.
Less than to go now in the third. 42-21, MU leads. Nickel package set here with a 4-man front. Expecting pass on third and 15. Rivera goes over the middle. Catch is made, but not going to be enough for the first down. Give the grab to Malik Golson out to the 32-yard line. That will be fourth down and 3, and Delaware State will have to punt it away.
Defense has done well settling down in this game. And now the secondary looks, Matt, and every play they get, they're going to get more comfortable just because there's so many new guys back. Tackled well in this game. With the exception of a kickoff return and a busted coverage, they've played a really good game.
Fourth and three. Magehu on to punt. No pressure. Low kick. Bouncing 37 line. Dumas will stay away from it. And it will be downed at the 21-yard line where MU offense will come back on here. Make it first down and 10 for them. Comfortably 52-21. 5:56 to play in the third.
And I want to ask you, partner, what has been, in your opinion, the most impressive thing up to this point? Obviously, it's all to be played, but we came in talking about offensive line question marks, maybe some of the youth in the secondary. How would the new offense under Coach Morris adapt? Which of those you think has been the most impressive?
Well, I've been impressed with the offensive line for sure, but I will say I've liked kind of the offense too. A couple miscommunications, which I think will happen, but just the overall flow has been very good, and Brandon Hill, importantly, seems very in the offense.
Well, remember, Kevin Morris recruited Brandon to UMass back in the day.
Here's Asante carry off the left side, stacked up after about a yard gain. Change in the offense, just rotating some players in. Keith Klutz, the 6'7 junior starter at left tackle, has checked out. Sam Bell, who got some run with the first team, 6'5", 300-pounder from the junior college ASA, now getting some work at the left tackle spot.
Just to close the thought, coordinator Kevin Morris came from UMass. That's where Brandon transferred from. So they've been reunited here for Morris's first and Brandon's fifth year.
Second down and 10. Hill off a low snap, gets it, throws down the seam. There's Hakeem Vallis to make at the 40-yard line. Vallis, as we told you in the first half, good story at the stacked wide receiver position. Probably not going to see a whole lot of play. MU thin at tight end. On Vallis's suggestion, went to the coaching staff and said there, maybe it'll help me get on the field, and makes his first catch of the season. On first and 10, quick flare pass again to the outside. Sterling has it. He'll pick up 10 in that. First down and in to Delaware State territory, just on the Hornet side of midfield.
And it'll allow, with Vallis moving to tight end, Monmouth to maybe exploit some matchup problems. Hakeem has been a wide receiver his whole career. He'll be matched up on more linebackers. Maybe they can utilize his speed. He blocked in front of Sterling on that play.
Short pitch to the near side for Asante, who's got 5, now 10, down inside the 4. There's a big blow to Willie Bolden, the would-be tackler. That's a gain of 11, and Monmouth now down to the Delaware State 39-yard line.
Yeah, good luck trying to tackle KB in your full pop, because he's going to deliver the boom to you as he did on that last play.
4.5 minutes to go. Another low snap. There's Hill to give it to Asante. Timing a bit off, but KB will run through tacklers. Hurdle one more. And down near another first down inside the 30-yard line, close to the 29. As we've seen in his career here at Monmouth, he seemingly got stronger as he goes on. That a pretty good indication that things right on point.
Yeah, not that he didn't go down after first contact. He didn't go down after third contact.
Asante, same play. Cuts back this time to the numbers. 20, 15, 10, 5. Asante almost able to dive forward to the end zone. I think he lost a shoe.
Yeah, he kept the ball, lost the shoe. It's where the ball goes out, not the shoe, however. And I think Matt, he might be a little spent because he's bouncing around, jumping in and out of plays. And it was a shoe, so he'll have to come out, which probably takes a touchdown away from him.
I was going to just say, he's got to figure out a way back on real quick. Cheney will come into the game. Play clock winding down here to 15. Monmouth taking as much time as they have in between plays on this one as they have all day, actually here as well. And the Hawks will go wide. All this from Asante in the first half. It'll be Cheney, though, to take the direct snap as Hill is spotted out as a wide receiver. Cheney off the right side. Touchdown, Monmouth! That one coming from 4 yards on Cheney into the end zone. And Monmouth blowing this game wide open now leads it by a score of 48-21.
How about that? That's you don't want to say you feel bad for KB Asante, but his hustle and his extra effort lost a shoe, but instead gave an assist to his running back mate, LaVon Cheney, which allowed him to get into the end zone. Nice lead job off following blockers into the end zone.
With 3:52 to go, here's Lucas Santangelo on for the extra point. Good snap, good hold. Kick is up. That is good. 49 points up for you. They lead by 28, 49-21. We step out for 30 seconds. You're listening to Hawk Football on the Shore Sports Network.
to purchase your 2015 Monmouth football tickets, give a phone to 263-5735 or check out MonmouthHawks.com.
Another touchdown for one of the running backs today for Monmouth after KB Asante has had his fair share of four. Backfield mate LaVon Chaney comes in and gets words out. High end-over-end kick. Araris Scott fields it. Dancing around the 20-yard line. Dropped and taken down at the 22. Hawks comfortably at here 49-21. With just about 3.5 minutes to go in this third quarter.
Been a complete effort, Matt, for Monmouth in this game. Still a football to be played. And a Delaware State team that did have the best passing offense a year ago in the MEAC. But as of right now, it's all MU. That last scoring drive, 7 plays, 78 yards. Took 2:24 off the clock. It ended with LaVon Chaney from 4 yards out.
Rivera from the shotgun. Hangs pocket, throws low. That catch is made, however, by Malik Golson. Pickup will set up a second down and just about 5. Monmouth eclipsing their season high in points a year ago, 48. The program high, 65 against LaSalle in 2005.
Happy to say I was at that game, broadcasting it for the student station here on campus, WMCX.
Reveal time will slide going forward, get close to the first down, slid down at about the 32.
I want to say that was a 65-27 day, and I'm very, very certain that Miles Austin had a huge game that afternoon. I also think Mike McClellan had himself a big day as well.
2:50 and rolling here in the third. Rivera had some rhythm going in that first half. Hasn't found it in the second. Sends 5 into the pattern. Lets one go down the seam. Ball is dropped by Golson to set up second in.
It's always a good problem, partner, when you have to look back through record books to find out the last time you scored X number of points. But this offense that we have seen today, which showed flashes in preseason that it could, really has been clicking on all cylinders. Short passing game looks good. The offensive line has been moving guys out of the way. Asante already over 150 yards on the ground.
Second down and 10. As Rivera has Chung off to his right as the single back. 4 wide receiver set. Just stutters as he goes through the line. And then taken down at the 35-yard line. Starting to see some other players into the lineup here for Monmouth. Defensively, Ross Williams, number 93, getting some play at the defensive tackle spot. Manny Maragotto, the 6'6 sophomore from Freehold, into the game at the defensive end spot. So the Hawks going even too deep in that front four. You said they could go 10-12 deep pretty easy. Bubble screen, middle screen, check it set up for Chung. At the 40-yard line, he is tripped up shy of the first down. It'll bring up a fourth and about 1. Corey Neal there to head with Sikowski.
Matt, with some of the players shuffling in and out, it looks as though DSU will bring the punt unit on. And number 59, Dan Sullivan, has come back into the game for Monmouth. So he's shot ankle injury. It looks as though he's just going to make sure that it's still got some strength to it. Obviously, Monmouth in front comfortably here.
Low snap, high hanging punt at Gaho. And Dumas will see it bounce at the 12. And go out of bounds at the 9-yard line, where it'll be first and 10 for the Hawks. 2 seconds to go here in the third. Monmouth 49 and Delaware State 21.
So now the question becomes, well, under a minute to go in this third quarter, how much more of the Monmouth starters on offense will we see? You know, what point does maybe Coach Morris, Coach Callahan, decide to maybe get backup quarterback Greg DePue in, maybe get the other running backs some carries? And again, that's a great in game one of the season. There's now the first team offense. At least we see Brandon Hill out there with Chaney, who backs up Asante, back on the
Hill will hand it here to Chaney. Makes a couple of slip moves coming through the line. He's going to have the first down and a whole bunch more out over the 20 to the 25-yard line. About a 15-16 yard pickup. close to the 100-yard mark is LaVon Chaney. KB Asante already up over that mark, and we became very comfortable with that number, two running backs over 100 a season ago. Here, carry on first and 10. He will pick up about seven this time off the right side. Julian Hayes no longer with the program, and KB Asante, they had that unbelievable stretch. Role players had 100 yards seemingly every week.
Yeah, it was four or five games in a row right in the middle of the season, and Matt, Monmouth and Wisconsin, the only teams a year ago in Division I football to have two guys run for over 1,000 yards apiece, as it looks as though Hawks letting this third quarter tick away.
And tick away it will, partner. Monmouth up comfortably 49-21 with three in the books. 15 more to go. We step 60 seconds. We're back with more Hawks football right after this on the Shore Sports Network.